These are all and very, very question, significant government achievements.
And the question of ministers going out and saying what they have been told by government, we heard Sajid Javid refer to what he had been told from the top of government about parties in Downing Street, and then over the employment of Chris Pincher, and then discovering that they can't trust what they are going out to defend the indefensible, in the words of Nick Gibb. You have no qualms about that.
Well, look, I would never defend the indefensible. But what I do is to make sure that this country, when it comes to my brief, which is energy and climate change, that we are equipped. We have some really, really big challenges as a country and as a government. I don't think the British people would forgive us if we didn't rise to those challenges, make sure that our energy system is a good place.
Listen, it's so notable, and I can completely understand you keep bringing it back to that's your department about energy. But you are, and this was the point made by Sajid Javid, by deciding to stay in government, it is a choice, he said. Not doing something isn't an active decision. And his argument is that you are propping up somebody that Sajid Javid said cannot be trusted to tell the truth.
Well, look, I'm confident in the role that I am performing. I'm confident in the importance of that role.
Are you confident in our Prime Minister?
I'm confident in our Prime Minister. I said earlier that my position is unchanged from the vote 5 weeks ago. So obviously that means
you trust him. Do you trust him to tell you the truth?
I have confidence in the Prime Minister, and I have confidence in the government's ability to act. It's got a very good track record.
Do you trust him to tell the truth?
It is doing the right thing when it comes to my portfolio, in particular energy and climate change.
Mr. Hans, I've heard you, but you haven't answered that question. Do you trust the Prime Minister to tell the truth?
There are protections in the ministerial code that if any minister is not telling the truth, there are protections in the ministerial code. I don't believe that the Prime Minister certainly signs up to the ministerial code. I sign up to the ministerial code. That is the important thing.
Okay, but sorry, forgive me. It's such a simple question. Whether it's behind closed doors, do you trust the Prime Minister to tell you, one of his ministers, the truth?
Yes, and that is in the ministerial code, that is the job of the Prime Minister. It is also the job of ministers to tell the truth, particularly when it comes to dealings in Parliament. What I also have confidence in is the fact that the ability of this government to be getting on with the important issues of the day,